Right now, they're fourth in field goal percentage. And the main reason why the Kings are fourth in field goal percentage is because they are seventh in assists per game. Welcome to Refuse to Lose Sports. My name is Joe Jordan. I'm your host today. Today, we're going to talk about the Sacramento Kings getting their first W of the season against the Miami Heat. So I don't want to talk too much about that game. I'm going to talk a little bit about the game, but mainly I want to talk about the season. And I want to talk to the Sacramento Kings fans because in the NBA, of course, we're around town, the NBA, the Sacramento Kings are the worst team in the NBA. We got the longest playoff drought, was 16 years in the NBA, active playoff drought right now. And whenever a person disses a bad team, they always use the Sacramento Kings as a reference. Now, clearly, people don't watch the Sacramento Kings every time they play. They play most of the games are at 10 o'clock Eastern time. And most people don't stay up and watch those games. I'm sorry, because on the West Coast, you got the Warriors, you got the Lakers, and the Clippers. It's in the same conference. The Blazers, so people would rather watch those games because they have the superstars versus the Kings. So I get it. But for those who've been watching, the Kings are trending up. The Kings are doing a lot of good things right, and they're 1-4. They just got their first victory, and it looked bad starting 0-4. But if you watch all four of those games, like the Lakers were 0-4 at one point, so were the Kings. The Lakers 0-4 was way different from the Kings 0-4. All right. So this to talk to you guys real quick about where the Kings are in the NBA. All right. Offensively, this is a new group, and they already are clicking. As a new group. So just imagine once they know each other like the back of their hands, right, as the season progressed. Right now, they're fourth in field goal percentage. And the main reason why the Kings are fourth in field goal percentage is because they are seventh in assists per game. If you watch the Kings play, they have a similar offense to the Golden State Warriors. A lot of dribble handoffs, a lot of ball movement. Like it's a five-man offense versus pick and roll one-on-one. And stuff like that. That's the reason why the field goal percentage is high. But just imagine as that chemistry built with that ball movement, it's going to get even scarier. But right now, they're fourth and seventh in assists, all right? Also, ninth in defensive rebounds. So they do a great job at one and dones, right? They do a great job one and dones. And third in fast break points. Now, we want to be a team not only is on the half court part of the offense, a lot of ball movement, but we want to be a fast break team, get the ball up quick. We have De'Aaron Fox, probably the fastest player in the NBA right now. But here, the problem with the Kings right now is this. They're dead last in fouls per game. All right? So they are, and Mike Brown always says, play defense, contest without fouling. Play defense without fouling. Be disciplined. All right? And watching this team against the Grizzlies, when they lost to the Grizzlies, I realized it's not a smart team on defense. So we got to realize that Mike Brown is a defensive-minded coach. He's changing the culture. He's instilling the defensive strategies into this team. So we got to let time – we got to wait for time to develop for these players to grasp what Mike Brown is really trying to say, to get in rhythm on defense. And defense, a lot of it takes chemistry. Like I said, a lot of new pieces, all right? Also, 22nd – and turnover. So, I mean, we create, what's that? It's 32 teams, right? So, we're in the bottom 15 when it comes to turnovers, all right, as offense. So, we actually have a lot of turnovers. Against the Miami Heat, we had 21 turnovers, and the Miami Heat had 9 turnovers. Against the Miami Heat, we had 30 fouls. They had 24 fouls, and we still won the game. That just shows you we have a lot of room to grow. We had a lot of room for growth. Also, right, because we give out the ball. We're 22nd in the NBA as far as giving out the ball. We're 28th in the NBA by taking away the ball. So we gotta up the turnovers. That's So we're one of the worst teams when it comes to turning the ball over, and we also one of the worst teams when it comes to forcing turnovers. And because of that, we're 28th in the NBA in opponents' points off turnovers. So the opponents, they get a lot of their points off of our mistakes. So, as the team gain chemistry, they will get better, y'all. So, if you're a Sacramento Kings fan, not a lot of you guys. not a lot of us. I'm a fan too. Don't panic. This still, I believe, this still is a playoff team. A lot of talent, a lot of shooting. De'Aaron Fox is playing like an all star. He will be an all star this year. Sabonis is playing great. He just had to stay out of foul trouble. All right. If he just stays in, stay out of foul trouble, he could do much more for us. So, but the Kings are trending up. Do not panic. They will be okay. So, Mike Brown's doing an awesome job. De'Aaron Fox is playing like a number one player. And I'm excited about the future of this team this season. Not next year. Next year is going to get better, but I'm talking about this year. This is a playoff team. So that's all I have for you guys today, and I'll see y'all next episode. Thank you for staying to the end. If you're watching this on YouTube, please like this video, subscribe, and also hit that notification button so you can be notified next time we put out a video. If you're listening on any podcast platform, subscribe and hit that notification button, y'all, so you can be notified we put out another podcast audio. And last but not least, hit that share button. No matter what you're listening to or watching it, hit that share button and send it to somebody that you know that would love to watch this episode you just listened to. So once again, thank you for staying to the end, and we'll see y'all the next episode.